Hi, it's JC with the top five reasons you should watch all the big games at Hooters instead of at home. Number one, our nearly world-famous wings, shaken in your favorite wing sauce. You just can't duplicate that. Two, pitchers of beer served ice-cold at your table so you don't miss any of the action. Three and four, Hooters delicious seafood and sandwiches. And number five, all the food and fun served up by the world-famous Hooters girls, of course. See you at Hooters.
Why has Bill Curry been your hometown Ford dealer for nearly 60 years? It starts with one of the industry's best lifetime warranties for new and pre-owned vehicles, enhanced by 10-year roadside assistance and free maintenance for a year. Also included are nitrogen tire fills, F-150 and Super Duty bedliners, paint and fabric protection, and more. Add an extensive inventory and concierge customer service, and it's easy to see why Bill Curry is still Tampa Bay's first family of Ford. On Dale Mabry, a mile north of Raymond James Stadium.
This is the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. It is presented by Hooters. I live in Tampa, and annually I have the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast draft event at the Hooters location on Hillsborough Avenue in Tampa, just a little north of where the Buccaneers and the Yankees play. It is just west of Northdale Mabry Highway, and the event gets bigger every year. We are starting to even game plan for 2020. About our draft event, since we have increased the quantity of people and leagues every year at this draft event. I am monitoring all of them as commissioner, whether I play in those leagues or not. I thank Hooters for three straight years. This podcast is four seasons old. Hooters has been the presenting sponsor of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast for the last 3 years. The answer to the obvious question is my friends at Papa John's of Tampa Bay, who do so much for my Todd Wright Tour golf tournaments. They sponsored it the first year to get us started. Hooters has been the sponsor for the last 3 years. For those of you in the greater Tampa Bay area, there are 11 locations to find world-famous Hooters girls, cold beverages, and hot wings for your football viewing pleasure Thursdays, Saturdays, Sundays, even that. Notice, generally now ESPN, remember the days where ESPN had a big college football game on Thursday and how the NFL playing that Thursday package kind of wrecked the college football Thursday night game? ESPN very quietly has been dropping in decent Friday games. Decent. Not great. Decent Friday night games. I'm one of those. I don't care at all about high school football. I actually dust more than notice anything involving high school football. For those of you who love high school football, terrific. But you probably have some connection to the school, or it's a family thing or a traditional thing. Not me. So give me football I care about on Friday night for my viewing pleasure. Hooters will show those games as well. And as always, you can find the nearest Hooters location in the Tampa Bay area by visiting originalhooters.com. For those of you outside the Tampa Bay area, it doesn't take much for you to simply think about or online search where your nearest Hooters location might be. I actually sent out to the one podcast league I do not play in simply because we were running three leagues at one time, and it was tough enough for me to figure out a way to play in two of them, impossible for me to figure out a way to play in three. But in the Hall of Fame Fantasy League, I sent out sort of a mid-season league-wide update to owners in that league. Also communicated with 102.5 The Bone talk host and stand-up comedian Johnny B. About some things this week. I am keeping an eye on that league. I kicked Ira Kaufman in the rear end this week saying, Ira, we all love you, but you're 1-5. This is embarrassing. And you can't lose four straight games and not make a waiver claim. It doesn't add up. And I said, the commissioner has his eyes on this team, and if I need to get involved, let me know. And he assured me that he feels good about his team, and he will stay competitive. All right. I'm going to hold you to that, Ira Kaufman. Hold you to it. But things are going well in the podcast league. It's been a frustrating year in fantasy football, and we talked about that a lot on the last podcast, and the Patrick Mahomes injury will frustrate even more people. And look, there have been a lot of injuries out there this year. If you have been immune to any significant fantasy injury, you are in the minority. There was way too much guesswork during the draft, trying to circumvent that guesswork, avoid question marks, especially if you went wide receiver one rather than RB one in the first or second round. Through 6 weeks, that probably hasn't paid off. And I'm going to talk. I talked about the quarterback position on the previous fantasy football podcast, and Mahomes was one of really four guys that if you have, through 6 weeks, if you have Wilson, Mahomes, Lamar Jackson, or Deshaun Watson, you should be 500 or better in your league, and in a much better position than owners who do not have one of those four quarterbacks. Now, you have to play them. Now, in some cases, you drafted Lamar Jackson as your backup. At some point, you know, week three-ish, you probably put Lamar Jackson in there. And Lamar had a solid week last week in a good matchup against Cincinnati. I chose to not use him in the Moneyball League. I took the better matchup in Kyler Murray, but I didn't cut Lamar Jackson. It was close. I think Lamar had about three more points than Kyler. Didn't cost me the win, but I like the matchup with Kyler Murray, and I like a lot about Kyler Murray going forward. One more thing, though, on Lamar Jackson. In recent weeks where Lamar Jackson hasn't been throwing the ball as much, the running is back. I believe over the last 3 weeks, Lamar Jackson is averaging 84 yards rushing and a touchdown per game. In standard scoring leagues, that's 14.5 points. 14.5. So just that alone, even if Lamar has a dog game throwing the ball, if your floor is 14.5, that's more than Aaron Rodgers is generating on average per game. And the floor fell way down for Gardner Minshew last week in a matchup with Saints defense. Didn't start out well against the pass, but they've got personnel. This is a team that's just really serious about winning a Super Bowl. I mean, the Patriots are serious about winning a Super Bowl every year. The Saints are really serious about it. They've lost Drew Brees and they keep winning. That should tell you a lot about the Saints and their motivation. All right, but to Mahomes, who is one of those four kind of must-have quarterbacks. I mean, we can sort of define franchise quarterback in fantasy football now, as the landscape of fantasy football is changing. And I'm not sure if this is a trend yet, but that's why I did the previous podcast. So Mahomes goes down with the injured kneecap. At time of recording this podcast, and I just got done with a VEASAN segment with Gil Alexander, you can listen to me every weekend, every week on VEASAN, 10:30 a.m. Eastern, 7:30 a.m. Pacific. We're usually on Thursdays. We went Friday this week. That's my call. Gil adjusted on the fly for me, which I appreciate, but we're normally on Thursdays. So Mahomes being out roughly a month. You better go get somebody else. Now, you don't cut Mahomes. You don't. But you better go get somebody. Be aggressive. Identify a team out there in your league that has a high-producing, high-floor quarterback they're not using. Whether that's Matt Ryan or Kyler Murray or Carson Wentz or Dak Prescott, go get him. Go get him. You're basically, and I know Mahomes' points the last 2 weeks were down, but you're trying to replace a lot of points here for the next month. You can't afford the next month to just slack off and, well, see if I get by. Next thing you know, you go 1-3 in those games, and you, by the time Mahomes comes back, you're just kind of fighting for a playoff spot. I went out and I made a deal this week in my foundation league where I've won the Governor's Cup 3 of the 4 years, which means I've scored, which means I've been the best team in the regular season. So I put together a strong enough roster. I went out and I had plenty of running back depth, and the only running back producing on an every week basis has been Ezekiel Elliott, who Ezekiel Elliott owners and Cowboys fans would say, well, it's not the same. It's still really good. I mean, Elliott's one of the top 6 backs in fantasy. Sure, number 1 is McCaffrey, number 2 is Cook, number 3 is Chubb. 2 of them are off this week. But Elliott's numbers are still strong, relatively speaking, on the fantasy football landscape. But I had the depth in Jacobs and in Lindsey. Granted, Lindsey, like most Broncos, did nothing on Thursday night. Have some other things. Jamal Williams, as an example. So I dealt Sony Michel, one of those frustrating New England running backs, even though he gets the high volume and he's used more in the passing game. He's become more touchdown dependent. And I just didn't want to deal with it anymore. I needed more value at the quarterback position, so I sent Sony Michel and that volume to an owner who wasn't playing Kyler Murray. And I'm really thrilled I have Kyler Murray now going forward, because Kyler Murray has now been a professional quarterback for almost 2 months. The schedule is very good for him for the bulk of the next month and a half, and I think I can get those big games. Getting that big game out of a quarterback is so important right now, because running backs and wide receivers providing those big games is just not happening. And I'll get to the tight end position in a moment. But as it relates to Mahomes, if you're just thinking, well, I'll just stream quarterbacks to get by, then you're going to go 1-3 or 0-4 the next 4 weeks. You are. Make a move. Identify a team in your league with a Matt Ryan, a Kyler Murray, a Dak Prescott, or a Carson Wentz on the bench, or a frustrated Aaron Rodgers owner. Now, granted, as long as Devontae Adams is out, Aaron Rodgers isn't going to throw a lot of touchdowns. They're not there. He doesn't have the red zone targets. He's going to keep handing the ball to Aaron Jones and handing the ball to Jamal Williams. But you might be able to get value on Aaron Rodgers. And it's not like Rodgers is going to stop throwing. So he could be someone you invest in, or the maddeningly inconsistent Jameis Winston, who does put up good fantasy numbers, but in reality is a shit quarterback. So you got to get somebody. Do it. Don't wait. Don't think you can stream to get by. It's not going to work. If you're serious about winning a fantasy championship, maybe earning a first round bye, you need to have a quarterback for the next 4 weeks. How does Mahomes not being on the Chiefs affect all the Chiefs? It lessens their value other than Tyreek Hill. As Tyreek Hill proved, one play, just put the ball in his hands and he can outrun everybody. And he can get you 10 points on one play. I played against him in 2 of my leagues last night, and that proved it. That even with basically a Dolphins scout now quarterbacking the Chiefs, Tyreek Hill still in one play hurt me by putting up roughly 11.5 points for the opposing team. Kelsey's numbers are down. I'm going to talk about tight ends here in a moment. I know it won't be for the last time. I wish it was. Running backs are a mess in Kansas City. Trying to find the wide receiver. You know, I said after week one, if you have Sammy Watkins, deal him. Move off him. He can't maintain this. He didn't. Every week it's someone different. And I don't know what the Chiefs do going forward. I don't. But Tyreek Hill right now, looking ahead right now to next week, the only Chief I think you start is Tyreek Hill. That's the only one that's the must start. Ask Travis Kelce owners how they feel about Kelce's production this year. So let me segue to tight ends, and I'm very frustrated by some of you out there. I've been telling you for years, change your setup of your league. The mandatory tight end to start in fantasy is outdated. It is a waste of time. So with all due respect, if you didn't take my advice, which I've been giving for years, stop wasting my time on irrelevant tight ends, please. Because I don't waste my time on irrelevant tight ends. You're in an outdated league. The tight end position, more and more, is less and less impactful in fantasy football. And let me just put it to you like this. You're worrying about who you're starting at mandatory tight end, and honestly, it doesn't matter. That's how irrelevant the position is becoming. It doesn't matter. You're not going to win fantasy championships worrying about this tight end or that tight end. Are there some good tight ends out there? Yeah. Okay, so let's take the ones that the big names. Kelce's production. Ask any Kelce owner. Are they getting what they invested in a second or third round draft pick? Nope. And they won't get it for the next month either. Zach Ertz, his production is off a record-setting year last year. His production is significantly down in Philadelphia. I said the insomnia in draft season was on George Kittle. Now, I own George Kittle in the Moneyball League just because I've had to take a chance on a tight end because I wasn't able to draft any players other than Saquon Barkley, who is back this week. Heads up, if you do own Saquon Barkley, put him in your lineup this week. Go, 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 go. Don't sleep on this. Get him in there. He's ready. I own Kittle. He's had a couple of decent games, but I wish I had a better option to play at the wide receiver tight end flex, which is the position you should have put in your settings other than mandatory tight end. Mark Andrews has had some nice games for the Baltimore Ravens because they have no consistent wide receiver pass catching threat. I had 98, 99 yards just last week in an advantageous matchup against Cincinnati. But again, you're wasting time on a position that's not going to win you anything. You're better off. DST is helping you more right now. Why are you all asking me about tight ends and you don't ask me about kickers? They have about that much impact on your lineup each week. And I would dare to say, the kickers score better than the tight ends. I think there's more potential for kickers to give you a big game than a tight end. So why are you wasting my time with this? Why are you in a league that's wasting time on it? Let me give you an example. And the gentleman who wrote me was really nice. He asked about it. He's a listener, and I hope he understood. I hope he respected my honesty, because he asked me about an A or B at the tight end position, and I just talked about Mark Andrews. And the B was T.J. Hockenson. All right. The next person that asked me about an irrelevant fantasy player like T.J. Hockenson, I'm going to round up about 10 of you. We're going to go show up at this person's house, and we're going to toilet paper it like we did when I was in high school. I'm tired of this. Why are you wasting your time? Now, in daily, I get it, because it's mandatory and you have a salary cap. That's a whole other conversation. Speaking of daily, let me tell you how irrelevant T.J. Hockenson is in fantasy football. Would you like to know? DraftKings this week for all games Sunday and Monday, T.J. Hockenson would cost you $3,600 under the cap for you to put him in your lineup, either at the mandatory tight end position in DraftKings or at the overall flex or any overall flex. All right, $3,600. Would you like to know some of the other players that cost $3,600? This week in DraftKings. And DraftKings does amazing research on players. I use it in regular leagues. Why? Because they have access to info I don't have, and it's free. Because I can just look at my DraftKings app and see how they price players. TJ Hockenson, $3,600. Ted Ginn Jr. is $3,600. Is anyone out there have Ted Ginn on their fantasy team? Season-long league. Anybody? And I was a Ted Ginn apologist for a few years. Anybody, even rostering him? No. DraftKings is telling you Ted Ginn is worth as much as TJ Hockenson. Let me give you another one. Kiki Kuyte is $3,600. Anyone rostering Kiki Kuyte? Anyone planning to play him this week in that game between what, Texans and Colts? $3,600, same price as TJ Hockenson. Jake Kumerow of the Packers. Someone actually brought up Jake Kumerow's name on one of the television networks within the last week or so, desperately looking for fantasy points and trying to find a wide receiver that Aaron Rodgers could actually connect with. Just clicking on Jake Kumerow on DraftKings, and you get this note via RotoWire. Kumerow led Packers wide receivers with 65 snaps in Monday's win against the Lions. He caught two balls for 17 yards and did not find the end zone. Jake Kumerow is $3,600, same as TJ Hockenson. Kalen Ballage, running back for the shitty Dolphins, is $3,600. He did fall in the end zone on three carries against the Washington Redskins. Anyone out there rushing to get Kalen Ballage in their lineup this week against the Bills? If you are, please quit playing fantasy football and go antiquing or mow the lawn. Because you shouldn't be playing fantasy football. This is the point I'm making about the tight end position for the 689th time. And I'm trying to be nice about it to those of you who email me, but stop emailing me about irrelevant players and an irrelevant position. I've told you for years, get rid of it. Get rid of the mandatory tight end. And just bottom line, you worrying about players like this, they're not going to win you anything. Stop. Stop worrying about this position and players like this. It doesn't win you anything. Worry about getting a big-time quarterback. Worry about finding those DSTs, and they're out there this year, putting up huge numbers in certain weeks in the right matchups. I lost a fantasy game last week solely on the fact that I had the LA Chargers DST and my opponent had New England's DST. That was the reason I lost, was the DST. That is more important than you worrying about mid to low level tight ends. And the only tight ends that I even want to talk about because they have value in flexes against wide receivers or overall is like four or five of them. And I named three of them there, and Evan Engram's coming back this week and has a great matchup. And with getting Barkley back, it's a curious matchup this week for Evan Engram. So again, with all due respect, as I said to Gil Alexander weeks ago, when someone emailed me and said, I know how you feel about the tight end, but this is the equivalent of what some of you are doing. You are saying, I respect you are a recovering alcoholic, but here, take a sip of this drink. I'm not doing it, and you need to stop as well. It gets you nothing in fantasy football. And if your commissioner in your league is too stupid and outdated to eliminate the mandatory tight end play, then get out of that league, start your own, or stop asking me about irrelevant tight ends. Thank you. The Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast is presented by Hooters, and my email is there. Remember, the next person that asked me about TJ fucking Hockenson, I'm rounding up a bunch of my podcast league people, and we will fly via charter jet to your city to toilet paper your house. Do not do it. You're wasting your time. You're not wasting mine. And it's not just Hockenson. There's a bunch of tight ends like that that won't win you anything. Todd Wright Fantasy Football at gmail.com. I'm on Facebook, Todd Wright in Tampa, Florida, and on Instagram at Todd Wright 2019. Good luck this weekend. Remember, email me all your questions for Sunday before you go to bed Saturday. Sundays, I have to worry about my own leagues, golf, running golf tournaments, and I have a watch party for the Sunday night game between the Eagles and the Cowboys with a bunch of Eagles fans who are actually really good friends, and I have to pick up the catering. Thank you for listening to the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. Please subscribe, tell your friends, and we'll talk to you again next time.